Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, so I need to issue a very rare ups and downs warning on this episode of Ups and Downs for SmackDown because it is so damn hot in the UK. There's like there, there's like there, there's like there, there's like there, and they're just frying my bald brain. So I am probably going to sweat. As long as you like water though and liquid, everything's going to be okay. And that's right, we did just have another episode of SmackDown. And honestly, you may as well set your watches for surprises because this is Triple H's favorite thing in the world, which works for me because I love surprises too. Let's up those downs. Okay, how did I not realise how good Raquel Rodriguez's music is? She came out to start SmackDown and my foot started tapping. Like, man, that's great. She was also teaming with Aaliyah, which was huge for old Al, because she never actually has a proper match. And they were taking on Xia Li and Shotley as part of the Women's Tag Team Title Tournament. Every time I see Xia Li on the main roster, I can't help but laugh. I mean, it's not her fault, but I'm always like, man, you have done nothing. Otherwise, though, yeah, this was fine. There were a few bumps in the road, but as we always say here on Ups and Downs, we're only human beings, and that's the only way to get better. And mostly, this was just a showcase for Raquel. She could go, rah, I'm really strong. I mean, at one point, she was taking her opponents and throwing one of them into the other. As ever, whenever Shotzi was in the ring, she was doing something nuts, like breaking up a pin courtesy of a senton. I think around about this stage is when Michael Cole was all like, oh, hey, don't forget Shotzi and Raquel have a history together, and I like that. This is when the camera just panned to ringside and there was Sonya Deville and Natalya. I was like, where the hell did they come from? It's like they magicked themselves into existence. This, of course, meant shenanigans were coming, and at one point, Shotzi and Raquel Rodriguez were just fighting with Natalya and Sonya. Because of this, the referee didn't call for a DQ because they never actually attacked anybody in the match. Seriously, imagine if that happened in any walk of life. Would it? We also built to the big hot tag for Raquel, and the fans were really up for that one, especially when she was hitting these massive fall-away slams. And eventually Aaliyah hit a neck breaker, and then Rodriguez hit the powerbomb onto Xia Li. 1, 2, 3, and they are going on to the next round. Now, I do not believe that these two will win the championships, but every single week, Raquel Rodriguez seems to be getting more and more over. I think we should keep an eye on it. I also think this is going to help everybody short term. And look, opening a SmackDown, no promo, a women's match. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Karrion Kross and Scarlett were then in the back. And it took me a moment to realise because there was no gimp mask. Sorry. Anyway, they mentioned about being cast away before returning, which is the case. And also said, don't worry about the bloodline because it's now time for a new timeline. And I was like, okay, I see why you said that because it kind of rhymes, but also line with line. Come on, Karrion. He then kind of took a step to his left, meaning we could see down the corridor, and Drew McIntyre was there. I was like, oh man, Karrion Kross, he a really weird person. But because of course Drew McIntyre's music started to play, he had to walk to the ring. That's just like Pavlovian conditioning for a wrestler. You hear your theme, you gotta go. Fans popped massive for Drew as well, so this has all worked. And he talked about how he knew why Karrion Kross had attacked him, and he'll deal with it after Clash at the Castle. And I'm like, do we? No? I don't think I know. I'm not sure whether I missed something or this was meant to be a tease. I don't know if I have a clue. He then turned his attention to Roman Reigns, which was an absolute mistake, because this is when Karrion Kross and Scarlett's music started to play, and yes, they've got their old entrance. And why the flub we didn't do this before, I don't know. It has been ages since I saw it properly, and straight away you just go, well, this dude's a star. It also caused a distraction, and we actually never saw Karrion here. When the Usos ran in, they beat up Drew McIntyre, and they gave him the 1D, before they turned to Scarlett, and they were like, oh my gosh, you get in Roman Reigns' face, he's gonna kill you. And Scarlett was like, oh, well, we have the same message for your tribal chief. So now, they both want to murder each other, and yet neither of them will go to jail. It also means we have a McBain situation here, because there's no better hunter than man. And I tell you, all of this is very intriguing. There's clearly something we don't know yet, but it's being teased. I like it a lot. It was then time to do for the Intercontinental title what we did for the US Championship recently. And we had this video, and honestly, in about 2 minutes, it just made the damn thing feel like the most important trinket in the entire world. And it actually got me angry in my tum-tum. I was like, why have we wasted it for so long? And of course, we're getting Shinsuke Nakamura versus Gunther for this title later. And I was so damn pumped, especially because then we went to Shinsuke and he was all like, come on, because he's ready. The Viking Raiders were then making their way to the ring. So Kofi Kingston attacked them with a kendo stick, because of course Xavier Woods isn't able to return as of yet, and Kofi hates them. Why wouldn't he do it? Sadly though, the numbers game is against Kingston, so Eric Knifer hardly came back. Then they put him in the rampway, and they dove off Barry Barricade and just flattened him. And I tell you what we should do here. We should probably get to the pay-per-view, premium live event. We should do the New Day versus the vicious Viking Raiders, although they're not vicious anymore, although they do act vicious. And the Viking Raiders should win, and then they should go and fight for the tag team titles. They should probably win those two. This was quick, this was nice, but it carried on the story. Madness then ensued, because Sami Zayn was headed to Roman Reigns' locker room when the Usos popped up and went, hey, what are you doing? And Drew McIntyre just went, whoosh. He appeared, and he beat everybody up. So much so, Sami got scared and he ran away. So the question, of course, is why was he scared? Now, my theory did take a little bit of a shift when we got to the end of the show, but I am still convinced that eventually Sami Zayn is going to go back to be a babyface. And if you remember everything he did in NXT, oh man, I tell you, none of us were ready, because no one makes you feel something like Mr. Zayn. We're also going to have to start a new game here on Ups and Downs, namely, who are the flub? It's going to be the next person to return to WWE. Because we were then in the ring, and we had two jobbers, I can't even remember their names, sorry, Enhancement Talent, we shouldn't insult them, when Hit Row's music hit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Stupid sentence. And out these three came, obviously not with Swerve Strickland because he's with AEW. Everybody went nuts. And yeah, as they said, we're back. And this can't have got more than a minute either as Top Dollar absolutely wrecked them. And Ashanti the Adonis did his thing as B-Fab cheered them on from ringside. And yeah, they hit their finish. 1, 2, 3. Got on the microphone. Cut one of their promos. I think they called themselves the OG3. So maybe they're going to switch to that name given that they are missing a certain someone. But I have no idea how they are going to succeed on the main roster. But I do know last time they weren't even given a shot. So now they can sink or they can swim. Plus, it's interesting to see because they're fresh blood. And without wanting to sound like a vampire, you always eat fresh blood in wrestling. We then had a really nice moment where we paid tribute to Jean LaBelle, who very sadly did pass away this week. So, of course, everyone at What Culture sends thoughts to friends and family too. When we had a Gunther promo and he was all like, I'm the Intercontinental Champion and I'm still going to be by the end of the night. Does that mean this means somebody's lying to me? Because Shinsuke said exactly the same thing when it was surprise time again, because Ronda Rousey just walked out of the crowd, hopped over Barry Barricade and got in a ring. She was also all like, nope, not meant to be here, but what you're going to do. And given that she had been suspended and she had to pay the fine, she had a big bag full of notes and she just poured it everywhere. And I was like, Ronda, I don't think that is how this works. She was then going to leave, but officials came to the ring. She was like, oh man, I can't believe you did this, even though I was going to go on my own accord. And she started to beat them up when she stopped. However, when she was leaving, Shayna Baszler walked past her because she was headed to the square circle for a contract signing. Because no matter who is in charge of WWE, we must have contract signings. Shayna was all like, what are you doing? This is not how it works. You got to play the game. And Ronda turned and said, you used to be a killer. Now look at you, you absolute piece of trash. So I'm sorry. If that is not a tease for Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler, didn't get any of those names right, because I'm too excited. But if it's not a tease for that match, what are we doing? And I have wanted this for ages, because I tell you, they have such a history. If you tell the story right, everyone's going to love it. Plus, they'll have a good match. See, this was definitely the right thing to do up. And then we did actually have a contract signing, because of course we did. Look, even though you know what to expect, if you do it right, it does work. So Shayna got into the ring, she grabbed the microphone, and she said, I am going to sign this deal, and she did. And it means at Clash of the Castle, I am going to beat Liv Morgan to become the SmackDown Women's Champion. I tell you, I think she is going to do it, and then I think we're going to do that Shayna-Ronda feud, but the belt's going to be on the flubbing line. Eventually, Liv Morgan walked out too, and at first I was so excited, because she was all like, oh, Baszler, you're nothing but a bootleg Ronda Rousey, and the crowd erupted. And then as she was signing the contract, they started to chant, you tapped out. And I was like, man, we ruined it. Morgan was also selling an injured arm here, so I suppose that's the tie into what Shayna Baszler did to her. So Shayna went right after that like it was flashing red, and Liv Morgan was an end of level boss. But thankfully this did end when Morgan was able to reverse it and put Shayna through a table with the bulldog. Now, I'm still very worried about what we're going to do with Liv moving forward. Shayna Baszler is a great opponent, and if she gets her edge back, well, do you remember what she used to be like once again down in NXT? The character I've always wanted on Raw or SmackDown. This was fine. The Usos were then yelling at Sami Zayn because he had legged it earlier, and Sami was like, it wasn't my fault, I was trying to get help. When they rocked the ring and they were like, Drew, you have angered us on this evening, so we want some kind of match right now. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Of course he's going to accept. And here he was. For a good while, he had no partner either. But just before we were going to go to the commercial break, Madcap Moss's music hit, and he ran to the ring, which means he must have been backstage going, quick, find my song. Have you found it? Hit play. Okay, here I go. I mean, seriously, he got a great reaction when he did come out, although we probably do have to change his name. And after this, you just had a really solid tag team match, which of course featured Sami Zayn. Because just as Drew McIntyre was getting all the momentum and was about to hit all the claymores, Sam arrived in the ring and was basically like, McIntyre, you need to calm down. This is no good. This is when Drew went after him, and from nowhere the Usos were able to get back into it for a really good near fall. And then everybody was brawling on the outside and people were being knocked over Barry Barricade. When Drew just hit the claymore, they won. It is important to note that Jimmy and Jay were about to hit the 1D, but Madcap stopped that by grabbing Jay's foot and pulling him out of the ring. So now he's a super duper good guy. And afterwards, McIntyre decided, you're going to get claymored, you're going to get claymored. And as he went to give his last one, Sami Zayn was back, and he took one quite literally on the chin for the Usos. And that surprised me, because I was like, wait a minute. I thought he was going to turn babyface, and here, well, he'd be the damn good Bloodline member. So it really does feel like something is developing here, and dare I say it, it's developing organically. Yeah, I hate me too. But this is good angles up. The Maximum Male Models were then doing a photo shoot, so I was instantly happened because it was Goofy Wrestling and Goofy Wrestling for life. And Matt Dupree was losing his mind here, like, man, this photographer, he absolutely sucks. When Los Lotharios walked up and they were like, we're good looking, we should be in your group. Now, the most interesting part of all of this is that they've got their names back. That's right, it's Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. So I wonder who else is going to get this treatment. Max fobbed them off because he doesn't think they're good looking enough to be in the group, but they said, no, we're talking to Maxine, why don't you give us a call? So I presume this is going to be our first program, and it's going to be about how attractive people are. Round of applause. We then had an interview with Ricochet after this, and while he wanted the winner of Gunther versus Shinsuke, this is when Corbin just went mad and ran right into him and also said, did you think we were done? Because you were not. Obviously, Pat McAfee on commentary was like, oh, I hate this man so much. So I suppose we could do some kind of tag team match here. Either way, it's fine. Which then brought us to the main event, which was for the Intercontinental title. And seriously, Gunther and Shinsuke Nakamura just had an excellent hard-hitting match. You should go and see it. Champ kept going for these chops. Obviously, Nakamura was aware of that, so he kind of got out of the way and booted him in the face. But then Gunther did this leapfrog and just punch Shinsuke right in the skull. I tell you, that's pretty good. In a panic, Shinsuke went after the arm. Even when Gunther was going to chops, he kind of turned it into an armbar. And this was really smart because, much like earlier, it started glowing red, so Nakamura knew he was going down the right path. I suppose this is the first time that Gunther has actually shown weakness on the main roster, but it did work because you're like, well, it's Shinsuke Nakamura, and he knows what he's doing. But eventually, he hit Shinsuke with this massive chop, and I checked, and Nakamura got sent into the Phantom Zone. They were then punching each other in the face, and we had a bunch of German suplexes, and when Gunther went for a big old splash, that too got reversed into an armbar, and this is when the fans chanted, we are awesome, not we are awesome, this is awesome, and they were right, on both accounts, love the fans. Speaking of the audience too, they were desperate for Shinsuke Nakamura to win here, so this dynamic has totally worked. And when he started building up to the Kinshasa, my word, the noise here. But instead, Gunther was like, nope, and just took his head off with a clothesline. I was really getting into it. It really annoyed Gunther, so he tried to choke out Nakamura, but that didn't work. So instead, he drop-kicked him in the back of the head, and that was like a shotgun blast. He finished him off with the powerbomb. So not only did Shinsuke come out of this smelling of roses because he fought so hard, but Gunther is just on a tear right now. And if we do not make him champion in 2023, what the flub are we doing? When you do take Raw and you look at SmackDown, this has just been a really good week for WWE. And there's still plenty we can work on. There's still plenty that can get better. But as I've always said on Ups and Downs, you don't have to earn the ups, you have to earn the downs. Because everybody else does it in the opposite. And I like being a positive Pete, but I think they have had two very strong and very solid and very surprising shows. Getting it up. Now, please do leave a comment below and let us know what you thought about last night's episode of SmackDown. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head over to whatculture.com where you can read yourself some articles. Make sure you come follow us on social media. And Ups and Downs for Rampage will be live later, maybe even now, depending when you're watching this. So go watch that. My name is Simon What Culture. Thank you for joining me as always. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.